John, defeat in your opening game in this newly revamped competition. I know how much you hate losing games of football. There must be a pretty large amount of disappointment around.
Yeah, you know, I'm annoyed, to be honest. You know, we've put a team out there who can be, definitely be competitive. And, you know, these lads can play in the first team, and, you know, most of them have. And ironically, probably our best player was Ross, who hasn't played in the first team. We're not careful, but we'll become a team of losers, and we'll become a soft touch, and that's they've had the harsh words, and then we'll work on it on Saturday, on Thursday and Friday, to get ourselves prepared to be mentally right, let alone physically right, for a massive game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was very flat around the place. Sometimes do the players have to lift it with their performance?
Possibly, but you know, there was nothing in the game. First half, you know, two teams who were probably getting feeling their way in, and then second half, we've done exactly what we did on Saturday, gifted them a goal after 2 minutes when we've got the ball, the edge of their box. So, you know, it's painful to watch sometimes. And we're taking the extra touch when we don't need the extra touch. We're not putting the ball in the box when we should. We're not shooting when we should. And we're not defending properly. And, you know, you can argue whether the second goal's offside or not. It's immaterial to me. We've got the ball. We've given them the ball. And the ball's over the top, and the lad's clean through. And, you know, they've probably had three shots on our goal, and three of them have gone in again. And, you know, that's reminiscent to last year, and that's got to stop. You know, keepers are paid to make saves, and, you know, Elliot's made some fantastic saves against Burnley. But he hasn't got a hand on to, and we've conceded six in a week at home. And he hasn't looked like saving any of them, so that's got to change, isn't it?
You mentioned, you know, differing personnel tonight. Is it almost contagious, this giving away these cheap goals?
Well, it's got to stop, you know, and I've got to go and do something about it, and I will do something about it.
You mentioned Ross Sykes at the start of the interview, 17 years old. He didn't look to be nervous or overawed by the occasion tonight.
He was the best player on the pitch for me, and he didn't deserve to be on a losing seat.
How much encouragement can you take from that, a 17 year old lad, given the opportunity and stepping
up? You'll only get better. We've got high hopes for us.
Obviously, this is not only the aftermath of a game, it's the day before the transfer deadline. Do you expect to be busy? Do you expect to be in here doing things tomorrow?
Yeah, we're bringing two players in tomorrow.
Can you tell us anything more about that?
No.
You did have a debutant tonight in terms of a new signing in Rory McKeown at left-back. What did you make of him?
It's difficult for him to come in, and, you know, it's a rejig defence. I thought he did well first half. Second half was lack of fitness showed.
And I guess he brings a bit of experience, over 100 appearances in Scottish football, and is that a position, the left back area, where you've been looking to fill since Fraser Shaw went?
Well, yeah, we haven't. You know, it's handy to have a left footer, so, you know, that's something that we've got to look at.
And in terms of new recruits, we've got to watch this space.